Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I don't know if you guys heard, but I'm tired of being nice.
CM Punk is gone from All Elite Wrestling. A statement from the official AEW Twitter account appeared just a few moments ago that says All Elite Wrestling has terminated the wrestler and employment agreements between Phillip Brooks, CM Punk, and AEW with cause effect immediately. The termination was confirmed today by Tony Khan, CEO, General Manager, and Head of Creative of AEW. The termination follows a week-long internal investigation of an incident occurring backstage at AEW All In London on Sunday, August 27th. Following the investigation, the AEW Discipline Committee met and later convened with outside legal counsel before making a unanimous recommendation to Tony Khan that CM Punk be terminated without cause. Khan has offered the following statements with this announcement. Phil played an important role within AEW, and I thank him for his contributions. The termination of his AEW contracts with cause is ultimately my decision and mine alone. Of course, I wish I didn't have to share this news, which may come as a disappointment to many of our fans. Nevertheless, I am making this decision in the best interests of the many amazing people who make AEW possible every week. Our talent, staff, venue operators, and many others whose efforts are unsung but essential to bringing our fans great shows on television and at arenas and stadiums throughout the world. That is the official statement from All Elite Wrestling and announcing the termination of the wrestling and employment contract with Phillip Brooks, aka CM Punk.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It has been quite the ride for CM Punk in All Elite Wrestling. Made a return to the wrestling world to great fanfare just over a year ago. What a turn up that was when we saw CM Punk walk out of the United Center in Chicago. Something that we expected him to be doing tonight. And we'll talk about that in just a second. From there, he had an incredible storyline that was played out with him and MJF. One of those key matches and key moments being the dog collar match between the two, which threw back to dog collar matches between Piper and Greg the Hammer Valentine, part of an amazing series of moments that those two created in AEW. From there, we would see CM Punk become the AEW World Champion. He'd do so beating Hangman Page after comments were made by Page in an interview that seemed to rub CM Punk up the wrong way. And they never quite went away. However, they would have to be put to one side because CM Punk would suffer a foot injury that would mean he would have to step away from AEW mere days after winning the World Championship when he would return. Those pointed comments by Hangman Page would come back, and CM Punk would, on at least one occasion, make out comments and make very public disparagement of Adam Page. This led to All Out 2022 and a main event that featured CM Punk and Jon Moxley for the AEW Undisputed World title. It would see CM Punk win the belt and then take part in a now iconic media scrum that would see him air grievances with the likes of Colt Cabana and Hangman Adam Page and take shots at the AEW EVPs as well. From here, a brawl would ensue behind the scenes that would lead to multiple people, including CM Punk, being suspended from All Elite Wrestling. CM Punk made his return to AEW just a few months ago after a lengthy hiatus and claimed himself the real world champion. He'd never lost the belt. And AEW Collision was born, a show that was designed around CM Punk. A Saturday night show where he could focus on creating great wrestling moments away from the likes of Kenny Omega, Matt and Nick Jackson, and Hangman Page. Now, from here, we would see CM Punk in a quest to have a drama-free wrestling show be at the center of almost every piece of drama going. Numerous wrestlers were sent away from Collision tapings because CM Punk allegedly wasn't a fan of what they did or was upset by comments made about him from them in previous discourse. This would also lead to a moment that would spell what we didn't realize was the true beginning of the end for CM Punk in AEW, which would be a backstage confrontation with Jack Perry. Jack Perry, who was at Collision, wanted to use some glass in a moment backstage that would write him off TV. CM Punk took issue with him using real glass. Jack Perry and CM Punk came to loggerheads on this, and it was a comment that was thrown out once more this past Sunday at Wembley Stadium. Jack Perry competing against Hook for the FTW title, and in a spot that involved the windshield of a car, Jack Perry looks straight down the camera and says, "Real glass, cry me a river." This would be the moment that would send things into a tailspin at AEW All In behind the scenes. CM Punk, having been left at the airport and having to make his own way to Wembley Stadium without any travel plans made for him, already not in the greatest of places, approached Jack Perry behind the scenes. We still don't know the full details of what occurred, but what we do know is there was a confrontation. Tony Khan was involved as well. The Wrestling Observer reported on Friday that Tony Khan was even lunged at by CM Punk in the heat of this moment. CM Punk upset with Jack Perry making comments and pot shots at Punk, what he believed were pot shots towards him. Both would leave the arena and it was certainly cast a cloud over Wembley Stadium that day. We haven't seen or heard from CM Punk since that moment and since his match with Samoa Joe for the Real World Championship. And as we have heard, and as we now know, CM Punk and AEW are done. And that is the end of CM Punk's run in All Elite Wrestling. This news comes just hours before AEW Collision comes from the United Center in Chicago, Illinois, the place where CM Punk made that awe-inspiring AEW debut all that time ago. And it leads into All Out, also from the United Center in Chicago, which will now be a show that will not feature CM Punk, as will no shows going forward. Where does CM Punk go from here? Because certainly with AEW, there is no going back from this point. With WWE, they say anything can happen in WWE, but the drawbridge you feel after all that's gone on is very much up when it comes to CM Punk. It really limits the options from there, I guess. You know, when the chemical reaction level is down, you know, when the dust has settled a bit, maybe a run in New Japan Pro Wrestling could be where CM Punk says farewell. Some may say, and I certainly feel this, that this might be the end of CM Punk as a professional wrestler. This could be the last time that we see CM Punk in a ring was this past Sunday at Wembley Stadium. Not a bad way to go out. Him and Samoa Joe, old friends rolling back the years in the way that they did. I could see CM Punk now making the time to pursue other career goals and endeavors and looking to do more than just wrestle. I could certainly see that being a thing that happens. I certainly don't see a wrestling return anytime soon. Certainly not in the next few years. Again, whilst the toxicity level starts to go down, we can maybe look at doing something with CM Punk again, maybe, but for now, certainly not. Our top story, our only story on this Breaking Cultaholic Wrestling podcast. All Elite Wrestling has terminated the wrestler and employment agreements between themselves and Phillip Brooks, aka CM Punk. CM Punk is done with All Elite Wrestling, and we will have the latest on this breaking news story throughout the evening at cultaholic.com. In fact, Adam and Andrew will be live in a few hours' time for live reactions to WWE Payback, a show that's taking place round about the same time as Collision at the Chicago. So the discourse should be very interesting on that one. But they will no doubt keep you updated, and there'll be more news that comes throughout the evening. And as I've said, we'll keep you posted at cultaholic.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.